Israeli Prime Minister Begin appealed directly to the Egyptian people today. In a broadcast, Begin pleaded for an end to war, an end to bloodshed, and an end to threats. Begin said, "We, the Israelis, stretch out our hands to you." Such a direct personal appeal has never before been done in the troubled Mideast. In Dallas, Texas last night, Secretary of State Cyrus Vance told a Jewish group that he feels the Arabs and Israelis are very close in their desire to negotiate peace. And he pledged continued support, financial and otherwise, for Israel from the United States.
Our aid to Israel is now running at $1.8 billion annually. The United States will not do anything which would jeopardize Israeli security by trying to exercise pressure through the withholding of military or economic assistance.
Israelis and Palestinians exchanged artillery fire on the tense border with Lebanon. There was some damage, but no injuries. Dutch officials captured two men suspected as members of the West German Bader-Meinhof terrorist gang this morning, following a shootout in which the suspects were seriously wounded. An early winter storm has sent freeze warnings as far south as Florida this morning, as a blue norther brings gale force winds and biting cold to the Great Lakes. Snow is expected in the northern Appalachian and Blue Ridge Mountains in the east. Spanish airlines are shut down today, along with all airports, as 13,000 Spanish air traffic controllers struck for higher pay. This is Progressive News from Mutual Radio. I'm Kurt Henschen.
A fire detector can be a big help in protecting your family. But how do you choose among the many detectors on the market? By relying on a name you know means performance and dependability. Sears. Right now, the Sears Early One Fire Detector with Test Button is on sale for just $18.88. You save over 35%. The Early One Fire Detector, on sale at most Sears retail stores. It's good to know you can depend on Sears.
To those of you who couldn't care less that the new GMCs are in, we propose this simple challenge. Go down to your GMC dealers and sit in one of the new GMCs. A pickup, a rally van, a Suburban, or a four-wheel drive Jimmy. Doesn't matter. Next, put the family in one of them and go drive around a little. Then, come back and try to say, "I don't want one." If you can do that, boy, are you strong. If you can't, welcome to the club.
Nothing goes chucking like a GMC.
New York City tried to peddle some short-term bonds yesterday for the first time in 2 years. The bond issue was withdrawn after a major credit rating agency gave New York the lowest possible rating. Moody's Investor Service called New York City's financial situation precarious. The president of the Longshoremen's Union says it's possible the East and Gulf Coast dock workers' strike will end soon. Talks resume today. Thomas Gleason is hopeful of agreement on a new contract over the weekend. President Carter is lowering the rhetorical heat on the energy issue. White House correspondent Bob Moore reports.
Unlike only a few weeks ago when Mr. Carter was criticizing the oil and gas industry for trying to rip off the American consumer, the president has been taking a more serious and subdued approach during his public appearances this week. President Carter says the goal of winning passage of the energy program is his overriding responsibility next to the national security. Bob Moore, the White House.
House Senate energy conferees tried to reach agreement yesterday on the gas-guzzling car and use of decorative outdoor gas lights. They failed. China has announced the first pay raise in 6 years for nearly 100 million low-paid workers. This is Mutual Progressive News.